So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Vav continues. Misteho ilon kedarkoi. It's permitted to trap mice in an orchard in the usual way on Chol Moed. As the Gemara explains, choyfer guma v'toyle b'mitzuda. He digs a hole and places a trap in it. However, umisteha lovan shaloi kedarkoi. In a field of grain, one can only trap in an unusual manner. As the Gemara explains, noyet shpud umaka b'kardom, umrado adama mitachteha. He flattens the earth above them, crushing them. The Gemara explains, loy amru ela b'stei lovan hasmucha le'ir. This is only prohibited in a field of grain next to the city. However, b'stei lovan hasmucha le'stei ha'ilon, afilu kedarkoi, shema yatsu m'stei ha'lovan v'yachribu es ha'ilonois. If the field of grain is next to an orchard, it's permitted even in the usual way, because there's a risk that the mice will go from the field into the orchard and cause damage. The Mishnah concludes, u'makarnas ha'pirtza b'moyer b'shvi'es b'ayna kedarkoi. On Chol Moed, it's permitted to repair a breach in a wall around the field, and during Shemitah, it's even permitted to build a fence in the usual way. The Gemara explains, behutza v'dafna. On Chol Moed, one makes a fence of woven branches. Alternately, tzar b'tzrar v'enei tach betit. One piles stones without using plaster. The Gemara adds, lo yishanu elo kaisel hagina, aval kaisel hachotzer b'ayna kedarkai. This is only regarding walls around gardens where a few people walk through. However, one can repair the wall around the courtyard in the usual way because many people walk through and will cause much damage. Zakh the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Royanus anagoyim lohokil avaloy lahachmer. On Chol Moed, the Kohen may inspect the suspected spot of Tzaras to be lenient and declare the person tar, but not to declare him tame. As Rashi explains, Shem roya Kohen shehu tame, eino oimer kulum. Shem tamoy nimtzim tzarei b'moed, rachman amar v'smachtu b'chagecho. If his tzaras seems tummy, the Kohen refrains from saying anything so as not to cause him distress on Yom Tov. However, v'chacham oimrim loy lahakil v'loy lahachmer. It's forbidden either way, as the Braisa explains, shemata nizkak loy lahakil nizkak loy af lahachmer. If he gets involved to be lenient, he will also need to be stringent and declare it tummy if it seems so. The Gemara elaborates, b'tahar kula amo loy pligi d'loy chazulei. In a case of someone who's tahar, everyone agrees that we do not initially examine a suspected spot of taras. We wait until after Yom Tov. After the first week of isolation, everyone agrees that we do examine a suspected mitzayra because he'll be either freed or, in the worst case scenario, he'll be simply told to continue his isolation and he'll not suffer on Yom Tov because of the examination. However, ki pligi behesker sheni. After the second week of isolation, when he must be either freed or declared tamei, there's machlokes. Reb Meir holds b'koyin talya milsa itahar amar le'tahar v'itamei shasik. He can examine him and declare him clean, if so, or simply refrain from declaring him tamei. While Reb Yosi holds le'taharoy or le'tamei ksiv. If he examines him, he must decide one way or another. However, mitzayra muchlat, we certainly do not examine a confirmed mitzayra. Now, Rebbe rules Nirin Divi Rebbe Meir b'Musker v'Divi Rebbe Yosi b'Muchlat. We rule like Rebbe Meir regarding a suspected Mitzayra, and we do examine him, and we rule like Rebbe Yosi regarding confirmed Mitzayra, and we do not examine him. However, another Braisa cites Rebbe's ruling in the opposite way. Nirin Divi Rebbe Meir b'Muchlat v'Divi Rebbe Yosi b'Musker. We rule like Rebbe Meir regarding confirmed Mitzayra, and we do examine him, and we rule like Rebbe Yosi regarding a suspected Mitzayra, and we do not examine him. To explain these two versions, the Gemara cites two related rulings of Rebbe. 1. Bimei Sfiroi Aser B'Tashmish Amita. During the 7 days of waiting of a Mitzayra who was healed, he is forbidden in marital relations. But Rebbe rules like Rabbi Huda that Muchlot Muter B'Tashmish Amita. A definite Mitzayra is permitted in marital relations. 2. B'Koyin Tali Milsa. Rebbe rules like Rabbi Yosi that the status of the Mitzayra is determined by the Koyin's statement, and the Kohen can refrain from saying anything. We can now explain the two rulings of Rebbe. The first version holds, Sabsa de Ishtoya Difalei, being permitted to be with his wife is more important to him than leaving isolation. Therefore, we examine a Musker to allow him to possibly leave isolation, but we do not examine a Muchlot, because he would then begin Yimei Sfiroi and become forbidden to his wife. However, the second version holds, Sabsa de Alma Odiflei, leaving isolation is more important to him than being permitted to his wife. Therefore, we examine a muchlat to allow him to leave isolation, even though this would make him forbidden to his wife. But we do not examine a musker, because he would then be at risk of being declared tamei, becoming a muchlat, and need to be isolated. As part of the earlier discussion of B'koyin Talya Milsa, the Gemara mentioned several related rulings. One, chosin shenoylad boi nega, noisin lezayin yimei mishte, loy ulubeisoy uluksusoy. V'chein beregel, noisin leshivus yimei haregel. If a chosin develops symptoms of tzaras, whether on his skin, his house, or his clothing, we delay examining him until after the week of Sheva Brachas. Similarly, we delay examining any person until after Yom Tov. Two, b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. We only examine a goyim by day, not by night. Three, suma ba'achas me'enav. A kohen who is blind in one eye is disqualified from examining a goyim. This is derived from the pasuk, l'chol mare'enei ha'kohen.